Jean-Jacques Onish, bonjour cher ami, ça va?
Ça va très très bien, merci bien.
Oh, fantastic. All right, so over to a study that finds that climate change is not directly to blame for Madagascar's famine. What is to blame, JJ?
There's a million people that are food insecure in Madagascar. Well, basically, if it's not climate change, they've got the worst drought in 40 years. In fact, it's worst in 130, you know, one of those cycles. And I'm searching for exactly what can be blamed. Poverty, poor infrastructure, high dependence on rain. Well, the World Food Programme says this is all about climate change. But an organization called the World Weather Attribution says not, and that you can't blame climate change until you get a 2 degree raise in temperature above industrial levels, you know, industrial era levels.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's kind of playing with words in a way, but the certainly the Malgash are battling enormously, and we're seeing more and more attention given to them. Thank goodness for that.
Excellent to know. Six candidates are vying for the Gambian presidency, and the election is tomorrow. A Saturday election, that's interesting.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Yahya Jammeh, of course, put out in 2016, having lost the election and then refusing to accept it. His influence is still there, you know, the Yahya Jammeh influence. He's in Equatorial Guinea, but still holds some sway in what is happening. Adama Barrow, who took over from him, then promised to be there for an interim period and not to stand again, is in fact standing. He's one of the six in the presidency. But we feel with a good story about this little country, which is having not a bad time economically, financially. It's doing fairly well. It's the smallest African country there is. They and sandwiched, you know, along the Gambian River with Senegal on both sides. But when they vote, how about this? They don't vote with ballot papers. They vote with a marble. So you go in and you get your hand stamped and that sort of thing. And instead of giving you a ballot paper, they give you a marble. And you go up to these pots with the candidates' names and you drop your marble in it. This dates back to the days of illiteracy. Now, of course, the Gambians have a higher literacy and they could obviously fill out forms, but they've decided to keep this rather quaint way. And I can tell you amusingly that in 2012, there were two spoiled ballots. And those were the marbles that didn't go into the pots.
Oh, I see. I'm still. I don't know if you've watched Squid Game, but I'm still a little bit. I'm a little bit triggered by the notion of marbles. So I can't. Watch Squid Game. It's really good. Final one: cabinet minister and former deputy premier among six who are charged with treason in Lesotho. This is the failed coup in 2014.
Yes, and Metoja Met Singh, who's the former deputy premier, they tried to unseat Thomas Thabane back in 2014, wasn't it? Yeah, the coup bid. And, you know, the Lesotho officials, South Africa had to step in there, and in fact, the region had to step in. And now we have, of course, you know, the former president in facing murder charges. It really is a bit of a mess at the moment, Lesotho, and it's a great pity because this is a country, of course, entirely surrounded by South Africa, so we feel intimately any insecurity that occurs there. And of course, we rely very heavily on we in Gauteng on Lesotho for our water, you know, the Lesotho Water Highland Scheme. So we look at that with great concern, what is happening there, and this treason and murder trial. There's six people all in all. And that's going to produce, and not to mention the murder trial that's coming up too. That's going to produce a lot of static and a lot of sound and fury, I think.
I imagine it will. All right. Very interesting stories. Thank you so much to you, Jean-Jacques Cornish. À la prochaine. Bon weekend à toi. And it's 8:30. Bon weekend.